Welcome to our Tuesday afternoon service. Brother Freedom is here, and we just listened to a wonderful message from last Sunday, and the Lord was just blessing our hearts. And I just know that the Holy Ghost is going to pour something fresh and new through Brother Freedom just now. Father, thank you. We just give you this room. We give you this house. We say no to all the powers of evil, and we say yes to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We love you, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Bless the wonderful people out there. Amen.
Father, we thank you for your answer. I see you right now. It's very clearly. And I pray that we'll proceed by your Spirit as you wish. And Father, we just pray for the people out there in internet land right now, that those that need Jesus as their Savior, to those that need a new fresh anointing, for those that want a new life, a new touch, a new hope, and in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There's some of you out there that really need a new encounter with the Holy Spirit. I pray that God this very moment will start this next few minutes, will open the windows of heaven, and let us show how the people can come in that place that they can receive. And any out there today, I pray as this service goes on, there'll be a time, I believe, that you'll be able to endeavor in your own heart and do the will that God will anoint you right where you are. And be so real to you. I just feel it in my heart. It's going to take place this day. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. From this very moment and from this morning that I got up, I really sensed a great lack in God's people through the involvement of churches at the improper education about receiving the Holy Spirit. Or the Holy Ghost, whichever one to say. And truly, I'd like to cover a little bit of that because I believe we're living in a day that we have to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost needs to be as it was in the early church. The early church back in the days, the book of Acts, it needs to come back as that day the Holy Ghost fell. It needs to fall now in America. It needs to fall over this land. It needs to fall in your heart. It needs to fall whoever you are. You need a new experience, a new hope, a new direction, a new calling, a new look from heaven. And God's here to bring revival now through the Holy Ghost. And if you're lacking this day, what you have to do is mean business with God. The Lord says, come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. You know, we all need rest. We all need a new hope. We all need a new invitation from heaven. We need a new freshness. We need that new insight from heaven that's so real, so special, so mighty. But you know, when we lift our hands up, what we do, this is an automatic thing that God told me this morning that we have to do. When we lift our hands up, we say, Lord, I give up. You take my life. And when we give our hands, it's with hands lifted up, with a heart full of praise, a mouth full of praise, a heart of thanksgiving, I bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up, my heart full of thanksgiving, my mouth full of praise, that's where we do it. And that's the diagnostics or the imprint of the Holy Ghost. If you will do that out there tonight or wherever you are, I'll guarantee you God will come down if you need a new touch. He'll come down and refresh you. As you give up your hands, says, Lord, I love you. I praise you. I glorify your name. I want you to infill me with thy presence, thy power upon me. And if I'm not saved, Lord, save me this day. I want to be saved. I want to be sanctified. I want to be filled with thy Holy Ghost. I want to walk in thy power, in thy anointing. I want to walk under thy umbrella of love, and I will walk in that power. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we're not walking there because we're not been baptized by the Spirit of God. We're so all far out from God that God wants to come down and quit playing church this day. He wants to bring, as it was from the early church, this day the Holy Ghost is going to fall upon America, over China, over the other parts, wherever you are. The Holy Ghost is going to fall upon you. And as you reach up and call upon God this very day, this instant, you can be full of God's Spirit. You can be like it was the early church, you're going to have great signs and wonders. You're going to have the power of tongues. You're going to speak with a new tongue. You're going to speak with a new message from heaven. You're going to have a new anointing, and you're going to have a new touch from heaven. You're going to have a new love within your heart, and you're going to have a fulfillment of God's love upon you, that you'll be ready to do His will, ready to do His ministry. You know, God has a ministry for all of us, and it takes through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In the book of Ephesians, it talks about it. We need to have it identifying. The churches have really wanted us to seal up these wonderful words. God's got some wonderful words, and the only way these words can come alive is through the power of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. Whichever way you want to pronounce it, it's the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. I prefer saying the Holy Ghost. You might say the Holy Spirit. It means the same thing. But you're just saying it two different ways. For the perfecting of the saints. Oh, Kamashila Makutama. Either we need the perfecting of the saints. And there's no way why this word's never been taught, because we don't ever talk nothing about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Which it is it's what changes your church. It's what changes your life. It's what gets you back in God's sight. It gets you in His harmony. It gets us in His love. You start feeling His closeness. In His presence is fullness of joy, and His right hand pleasures evermore. But we don't get these things only through a baptism, and this goes daily. We come back with a refreshing. We come seek God daily. We're like old, dirty old material out here in this world we live in today. We get soiled real fast. So we've got to come back to God, to the Spirit of God. We need a refreshing every so often, every day, if it happens to me, that we get refreshed, turned on for God, and get a new anointing, a new strength, a new encounter from Him. It says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith. There's not no unity out here in our religious realm today. Some people are talking about one thing, and other people are talking about different things. But God wants us to bring it in by His Spirit. The Spirit wants to lead the church. The Spirit wants to lead the church triumphant. And we're going to come from has-beens to church triumphant. Hear me. Out there, we're going to excel. We're going to climb. We're going to move mightily. And you need to climb aboard. You need to come on. Get on. This ship's taking off. You need to get on. You need to get a reef touch from heaven. You need to get those old canker worms out of you. You need to get those bad thoughts out of your mind. You need to take away those lustful things out of your heart. You need to do that right now, that God will save you, that God will rescue you. He will set you free. He'll put you on the way to heaven. Do you want to go to hell? And that's where we're going to go, unless we have a rescue service. And God wants to rescue us from these things that have brought us down, these things that have tried us, these have been our downsetting, have brought us down to the place that we've lost our direction, we've lost our calling, we've lost our hope, and without the love of God, we're going to lose all. God wants us to be reestablished this day by the Spirit of God, that we be on fire from heaven. We might walk this heavenly journey, not by our flesh, ourselves. Ourselves got to go. God wants to be the ruler. Our self part has to be, that selfish part needs to leave us. This inner part of us. We need to cast all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around has a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Whom has his steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren in the world. The enemy has tried to kill God's church. The church of Jesus Christ, that Jesus paid in full, and the Holy Ghost was supposed to be the leader. The churches have kicked the Holy Ghost out, and now they're even kicking Jesus out, and God's almost out of it too, so there's not much hope, and God only works when He has the Holy Spirit. Because the churches, we gotta have the Holy Ghost in your churches to be scriptural. Because Jesus says, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not come against it. He says, behold, I give my people power. I give them anointing. It's done through the move of God's Spirit. Jesus says, needful I go away, for if I go not away, the comforter will not come, but I go away, I will send the comforter, and he shall reprove the world of sin and lift up my name. It's a time now to have revival, that God's coming back, and the church is going to triumph. The church is going to exalt itself, and the church is going to walk in God's love, and the church is going to do great and mighty exploits. Tony, you're going to see great things out there this day. Many of you are going to see great things because we're on the decline. God's going to move mightily. He's going to do a mighty works. He's going to do things that we've never done 2 weeks ago. It's coming to a time that God's going to break forth a mighty world from heaven. And I was in that march and basically trying to, the captain says, who can make it break forth ranks? I'm telling you right now, any of you out there, break forth ranks. God wants you to go on. God don't want you to miss a beat. And if someone else is holding you back, go step around them. You can't fall. God wants you to keep you going. God wants you to make you strong. You got to be strong, Lord. And we can't do that by compromising. We can't do that by just taking the low pathway. We've got to excel in that high pathway. We all have to lift our eyes to the hills. What's coming for our help? For our help comes the Lord. God's choosing this day whom you will serve. We got to serve God's way. We got to come God's height. We want to walk in his victory. We got to walk in his power. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. My mighty God will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of fowler, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror of night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the destructive waste of noonday. 1,000 shall fall by side, 10,000 to the right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. O church of God, we need to climb. God's here to lift up the church. He's here to give us that new insight. He's given us that new direction. And you are the church. Each one of us is the church. He said, on this body I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not come against us. He's not talking about a building. It says in that time he will not be in the physical church, but it'll be in the church where the body of Christ is the church. And the church of God needs to arise this day. The church of God needs to come higher. The church of God needs to meet the Lord Jesus in the sky very shortly. The church needs to be ready. The church needs to be on fire. And it needs to be equipped with God's love. The church has a mission to do while it's there. That we'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We'll pray and do the will of God. And great mighty exploits shall come to pass. Because that's what it says in the Word of God. Daniel says these things are coming to pass. And we know these things are about to exist. Because it says, as this day is at hand, we're seeing a great knowledge, great travels, and that's what Daniel prophesied way back there. He also said they're going to do great and mighty exploits. The church, what I'm saying, church, that's all of you out there. You all, we're all together. No big eyes, no little news. God is the church. We're following him. He's coming back very soon. He's coming back for the faithful, for those that believe that he is the true living God, for those who will call upon him. He will not let you go. He will answer you and make his way known unto you and be very powerful to you, that you might have a reservation of God's glory upon you with great power, with great intent for the witness of God be upon you. You know, many people have no witness of God. They don't have no intent of where to go. But God wants to have an intention. We know where we're headed because the Holy Spirit is leading us. The Holy Spirit is leading us by his mighty hand. And he will never let us go. He will take us on. We'll never cross harm's way. But God will lead us over that harm's way. God will bring us through safety. He'll keep us. He will lead us by his gentle, sweet spirit. He'll lead us by his wonderful love. He'll lead us by his mighty power. We'll feel that glory coming down. And he's about coming back, that we'll be ready. When Jesus is coming, we'll all shout and say, Lord, we're coming to see you. We're coming up into heaven this day. We're going to meet you in the air. We're ready, Lord. We praise you this day. We thank you for that extension of that love. We praise you this day. And today, if you want to have a new heart, whatever you want, if you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I wish you to stand right where you are right now and raise your hands. That acknowledge to God that I surrender. And I say in your heart, Lord, I love you. I want a new start. I want a new hope. I want a new direction. I want you to baptize me afresh anew. And if I've never been saved, Lord, help me to learn to be saved this day. I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. I've accepted him into my heart. Lord, make me a new, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Any of you out there this day that you don't know Jesus, you can have him this day, and tonight you'll know him. You'll be ready to go to heaven. God's going to do a fast work. He's going to get you up to date real fast. He's going to keep you sharper than you ever thought before. You're going to walk in his love. You're going to walk under his counsel, and you're going to walk under the umbrella of his mighty shade and his mighty protection. And he shall keep his hand upon you at all times. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eyes over the righteous and his ears open to the cry. If you call upon him, he will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. He'll give you strength that you never had before. He'll give you insight, and you'll see things that you never had in your mind before. And he'll take away that stony ground, that part in you that's been unmanageable. He's going to get rid of that. We're going to put that in the sea of forgetfulness, and it'll be never remembered no more. You're going to be no longer mismanaged by the powers of darkness, but you're going to be handled by God's power of heaven. You're going to be a new management. God's going to set you free, move mightily upon you in the wonderful name of Jesus. He's going to give you an education you never had before. He's going to let you know great things in his walk. You're going to have so much fun. You're going to have so much direction because you're going to walk in God's love. You'll never have that fulfillment until you follow God. God wants to come down and indoctrinate you by his glorious power. He wants to set you free. He wants to set you on the way to holiness. He wants you to have a new commitment, a new desire, a new willing that you'll never have before. He wants to make it complete this day. We thank you for this wonderful day. I praise you. Any out there this day that you're sick in body, I pray that God will come down and he'll bring healing to your body. For those out there, you struggled through your life so long, you've been doing all you can do. I pray that God will bless you mightily. For all those who've given yourself to the Lord, I want to tell you that I appreciate you, and I pray that God will bless you mightily, and God will bless you mightily. Oh, hallelujah. For those out there that you've been such a blessing to me, like Tony and as much as others, you out there have been blessing. I want to say thank you, and they're so numerous I cannot tell, but my brother can call you and tell you that we love you so very much. We pray that God, we're so thankful for what's happening, and God's going to move mightily in a mighty way. He's going to bring forth correction of the devourer, the one that comes against us. He's going to give you a new hope, a new strength, a new power, a new deliverance in Jesus' wonderful name of Jesus. You can have that deliverance this day to walk in his love, walk in his counsel of power forevermore. We thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for that word. We thank you that you're not slack concerning your promise. Some men count slackness, Lord, but you're long-suffering. That's word, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Lord, we thank you. 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 We praise you. Oh, come on, Sheila, hallelujah. For I say, my people, I, the Lord thy God, have chosen you this day, that thou would no longer be misfits, that would no longer be castaways, that would no longer be led by men's ordeals, the thoughts of the powers of darkness. But I will set you free, and I will give you liberty, and I will give you joy forevermore, and I will help you, my people. I will help you to walk in my trust. I will help you, give you great discernment that you need in this last hour. Thou will know when wrong things come into thy dwelling place. I will give you power over death, grave, and hell. I'll give you power over wrong spirits, and thou shalt know it. And I shall give you discernment. I shall give you blessing, and I'll give thee healing qualities that thou can pray. Thou can have my spirit move mightily upon thee. For I wish this day to be completed with my love upon thee, and I would move upon thee mightily. Remember, I love thee, my ones. I love thee, my ones. I wish to help thee, my child. I wish to uplift thee. I wish to encourage thee. For those of these that you've labored for me all my life, I see that great love, and I will continually bless thee, and I will uphold thee mightily in this last hour. Even though it's been hard, I will lighten that load. I will lighten that load from this day forth. I will lighten that day load. I will give thee great joy. I will give thee peace that thou hast never had before. I shall give thee supernatural help that thou hast never had. For I have seen the labor of thy love, and I have seen that thou hast toiled with great hardness as a good soldier. And I seeth thy love toward me and thy affection. I seeth thee, and I am going to touch thee. I'm going to uplift thee, and I'm going to encourage thee, and I'm going to let my peace rest upon thee, and my mighty umbrella of my love shall shadow thee, And I say from this day forth, I shall hide under the shadow of my Almighty. If you'll come, I will uphold thee, and I will fight thy battles, and I'll go with thee in a mighty way. Come, my people, for I love thee, and I will be with thee. I look to thee, because I have thy name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I wish for thee to be with me forever. I don't want none of thee to go out in outer darkness. My people, I wish for all people to come. I don't want to lose none, one, said the Spirit of God. I do not want to lose one of thee. I love thee. Come this day. I see there's some out there, their eyes are blinded. I see right now your eyes have been blinded by religious tradition. I'm going to open your eyes back up. And when they open up, I wish for you to make a turnabout face. I want you to get out of where you are, and I want you to come to me, and I will give thee a peace. And I'll open thy eyes, that thou shalt see my beauty. Thou wilt see what thou hast once seen many years ago, but thou hast lost thy first love. And I wish to restore thee this day, and I shall make thee ever withhold. But thou must move out of the conditions where thou hast been worshiping, for these things have brought thee down, and thy eyes are closed. And I wish this day to operate on thy eyes this very moment, to pour out my salve upon thy eyelids, that thou shalt be able to see, and thou shalt be able to move. But when thou open thy eyes and see, I wish for thou to move out and go with that one, there's someone that you can go to, and they will be with you. And I wish this to take place, because thou cannot stay where these angry spirits are, where there's troubles. My people, thou must move out of it. Thou must no longer live within those troubles and times. Thou cannot move where there's things against contentment. Thou cannot live where there's anger, where there's fierce problems. My people, I wish to save thee this day, but when I save thee, thou must move out, or thou will go back in. Please, my people, move out, and I will help thee, saith the Spirit of God.